Have you ever needed to delete a list, edit a list, create a list, move a bunch of items around because you're bumping up against the limits? Well, what we're going to look at today is with SharePoint Online, how we're going to use PowerShell to manipulate those lists so you guys can get out of the business of clicky, 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 and just get into the typey, typey, typey business. Should be a lot of fun. But first, our intro. Hi. My name is Shane Young with Bold Zebras, those guys. And in today's show, what we're going to talk about is how to manipulate a SharePoint Online list using PowerShell. We're going to how do you create the list, how do you edit the list, how do you delete items from the list, how do you create new items in the list, how do you move them from one list to another. Just lots of those core tasks that you want to do, right? Because what I found with people is, you know, while it's easy to work with a list with 10 items with the browser, when you've got a list with hundreds or thousands of items, you know, you're bumping up against that 5,000 item limit, for example, it gets real complicated and real slow, real fast. So what I want to do in this video is get you out of the business of doing the clicky, clicky, clicky stuff and instead doing the typey, typey, typey stuff, right? Because, well, typing goes a long way. Clicking, not very scalable for you. So should be a pretty fun little video. Along the way, we're going to talk about the patterns and practices PowerShell that's available to you and show you how to update that, make sure you're running the current version. And then we're just going to dive right in. Also, if you're an on-prem customer, don't worry. There's a video linked over there somewhere, probably a little pop-up right now, right? Or down in the description, if not, that'll talk you through how to do all this on an on-prem model. Unfortunately, with the online model, it's slightly different. So that's why there's two different videos, all right? Let's just jump right in. Okay, so here we are on the desktop of one of my virtual machines. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit start. And the first thing we're going to do is we're going to type in power. And then we're going to hover over the PowerShell. We're going to right click and we're going to say run as administrator. Click yes, right? Pretty much everything I ever do in PowerShell requires run as administrator. So just a good habit. Really what you should probably do is edit your icon and make it always pop up as administrator. You can also see here that I went ahead and kind of tried to make this as big as possible, you know, edited the console properties a little bit to make a bigger font and things like that, because I like you and I thought you'd appreciate it. All right, so the first thing that I need to do is it actually turns out Microsoft just released a new version of the Patterns and Practices PowerShell, and I have the old one installed. So if that's the case for you, then you're going to need to walk through this. And if you've never installed it before, there's a video over here that'll walk you through getting installed and connected the first time. But here, I'm just going to walk you through how to update it. And no worries, if you have the old PowerShell and you're not ready to update it, just keep in mind that all your commandlets will be SPO, where all mine are going to be PNP. All right? Easy enough. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to run this commandlet, uninstall module SharePoint PNP PowerShell online, to get rid of the old one. So we'll let that run for a second here. And now that that's done, we're going to run the install process, right? So install module SharePoint PNP PowerShell online, allow clobber. And allow clobber just deals with the fact that there's a get SPO site commandlet both in this PowerShell and in the ones I installed from the Office 365 team. And so it just lets the two of those kind of step on each other's toes. So that's what I'm going to run. Also remember that you don't have to do any of this if you've already got the latest and greatest PowerShell up and running. So here you'll see that it's prompting me, hey, are you comfortable with getting this stuff from the PS Gallery? Well, I am, so I'm going to say yes. And you can go ahead and be safe and secure as well because it's on the internet. And I told you it was safe and everything on the internet is true. So that's going to unzip, self-download, and put itself all in a place. So give it just a second. Okay, so now that that finished up, what we need to do is we're going to get connected. And so to get connected, I'm going to do my good friend $credential equals get credential. And so what this is going to do is it's going to prompt me for my username and password. And so I'll enter that. I'll probably also cover it up so you stinkers don't steal it from me. I'll put that in there and I'll type in the password and click OK. And so keep in mind that that is not actually validating my password in any way. It's just prompting me for a username and password and putting it in the variable. So if you type the wrong thing, you're not going to know until the next commandlet that we're going to run here. So we'll grab that over here and we're going to run connect-pnp online URL blah credentials, and this is my credentials. And of course, clearly you want to change the URL to be the URL of the site collection that you want to do this work in. So I'll hit enter. We'll cross our fingers that I typed in the right username and password. And the good news is if it comes back like that, you'll know. All right, so that gets us installed there. And so then now that that's connected, we should be in good shape to start creating our list. Now, before I want to do anything in the browser or in PowerShell that's going to change the browser, I'm going to open up my SharePoint site in the browser here and just go to site contents. You'll also see my terrible colors and logo. That's why I'm teaching admin videos instead of designer videos. It's not on accident. If we scroll down here, you'll see that there are no lists called test and test two, because those are two lists we're going to create. So I just wanted to kind of show there was none of this Julia Child, you know, easy bake oven type of stuff. We're actually going to walk through all this work together. Okay, so we're good there. So we'll switch back to PowerShell. So the first thing we're going to do is we're just going to clear off the screen, because I like to kind of do that. It kind of gives us reset points as we go. I'm going to paste in my cmdlet here and talk about. So it's new-pnp list, right? Remember, if you're using the PowerShell from the Patterns and Practices team from October 2016 or prior, your cmdlet would be SPO list. But they've tried to deprecate all that stuff. Technically, it all works thanks to aliases right now. But going forward, you're going to be better off being on the latest and greatest PowerShell. I like to see people kind of stay updated as they update it. They're always putting in bug fixes, performance enhancements, and new functionality. And it's pretty simple to update, as we showed you at the beginning of the video. So, new PNP list, title is test, template is generic list, and on the quick launch bar, so that's going to add it over there on the left-hand side of navigation. So we'll hit enter, and after about 10 seconds there, if we go now back over here and do a refresh, if we scroll down, we'll see that there is now a list called test. And if we go back to our home, we'll see that now there is a test on the quick launch bar thanks to that switch. Pretty cool. So we've created a list with PowerShell. Not too hard to do though otherwise, so let's look at some more cool stuff. So the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to grab this PowerShell and say $zebra, right? So we know $ always represents a variable. So we're creating a variable called zebra. Wonder why. And we're just going to say get PNP list test and put it in there. So we're just putting the test object, that list we just created, into that variable so we can manipulate it a little easier. So we'll hit enter. And now what I want to do to make this a little more interesting is I'm going to add a field to the list. So right now our list, just if we go over to SharePoint, you're going to see there's just a title column, right? That doesn't make for a lot of interesting demos. So we're going to use this line, add PNP field for the list test. What type of column do you want to add? I want to add a text column. We're going to set the display name for that column to color. The internal name is also color, and add to default view. So we'll press enter. And before we check on that, we'll also just go ahead and paste in this line. And so we're going to add another PNP field, list test. This time we're going to do a note field, and we're going to name that animal, and add it to default view also. So hit enter. And if you ever can't figure out what type of field you want, right, you're trying to do one of those custom columns, the easiest way to do it is go in and create one with the browser, and then you can come over here and get PNP field, pull the one back that you just created, and see what type it is. So then that way you know the values for PowerShell. It's one of the tricks of PowerShell, right? If you go do something in the browser and query it from over here and figure out how they formatted it, especially like when you do views. So if you want to do a view, it's pretty straightforward. You know, there's add PNP view. But if you want to create a custom filter, it's actually a query and it's written in this weird syntax. It's a lot of work, but you can kind of reverse engineer it by doing it in the browser first and querying. Anyway, so now we've added both of those. We'll switch back in our browser. We'll hit refresh. Boom, now we have a color column and an animal column. So we've created a list with a couple of columns, different types, that type of stuff. We've added it to navigation. We're doing pretty good here. I think we should give ourselves a pat on the back call today. No, probably not. All right. So before we go any further, let's clear our screen again. So this next set of PowerShell here, this is a little bit tougher if you're novice to PowerShell. So we'll kind of explain this a little slower. But what this says is for I equals 1, I less than 10, right? So I plus plus. So create a variable called I, set it to 1, and run this script until as long as I is less than 10. And every time you go through, increment I by 1. Pretty straightforward. Okay, so we're going to run this script 10 times, right? That's really what it tells us. What are we going to do? We're going to do an add PNP list item for dash list test. And then values. Well, what we're doing here is we're setting the values for the item we're going to list or set up, right? So we're going to say for title, we want to set it to equals item tile plus the number of the value of currently I. Then we're going to set color equal to get a random input and do whether you want blue or red. So create for the color column, it's either going to be blue or red, and PowerShell is just going to pick each time. And then for animal, we're going to do another get random, except dog, cow, horse, or zebra. So here you can see below that it created us 10 items. And if we go over in the browser and do a refresh, you can now see that those 10 items are here. Some are blue color, some are red color, and the animal values are one of those four things that we specified earlier. So this is a pretty neat way to create data, right? So if you ever want to do any type of list testing and stuff like that, right? So I, on-prem, I used to have to be able to test, you know, how do the filters and the different list limiters work. So I need to create 5,000 items. Either you get the intern to sit there and click new item 5,000 times. Not a lot of fun, but it is intern work. Or you write a PowerShell script like this that just, boom, puts us 10 items out there. And as you get a little trickier with PowerShell, right, you can have a PowerShell script that generates documents, right? It creates documents and uploads them to document libraries for you. All of that's possible with PowerShell. This is why we harp so much on you guys. You got to learn PowerShell, and you got to feel comfortable with PowerShell. I don't want you just to get in here and be able to run my scripts. I want you to get in here, understand my scripts, and write your own. So that's the whole goal of these videos. Okay, so now we've got the 10 items. Had a little fun there. What I want to do, this should go a little faster for us this time, is I want to create a second list. I'm going to copy all of this stuff at once because you guys should understand it because it's the exact same stuff. So new PMP list titles test 2 this time. Other than that, everything's the same. So we're going to put the list in the horse variable, and then we're going to add a field for test 2, one for color, and one for animal. So now, if we switch in our browser, we should be able to do a refresh here. And what you should see is that now there's a test 2. And if we look at this, it should be ready to go, right? So there it is. It's got a title, a color, and an animal. So what I've done is I've made a second copy of that same list. Now, I could have done a copy list and done all that. I don't know. I was playing in PowerShell, and I was in the mood to create a second list with PowerShell, so that's what I did. So now we got test 1 with 10 items, test 2 with 0 items. And so now what we want to do to, you know, kind of help you guys figure out how you might solve your own problems at home is we're going to take all of the items that are the color red and move them to this second list. So you might, you know, you're probably not going to move things based on color, but you might move them based on create date, right? Everything that was created in January, put it in a January list. Or everything that was created in 2012, put it in a 2012 list. All of these things are possible now because I'm going to show you how to query the list items and then just move the ones you want. All right, so grab our PowerShell window here. Let's clear our screen off again. And what we're going to do, it's actually not nearly as bad as you probably think it is. I say that now that I've got it all done. When I had to figure it out, I thought it was terrible. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a variable called items. And we're going to say get PMP list item from the list test. And then we're going to get all the list items. We're going to pipe them over to a where clause. And we're going to say where object $_color dash EQ, that stands for equal, right? And you don't want to use the equal sign because that would change everything to red. But this is going to say where all the values are equivalent to red. So that's going to put all of those list items into that variable. Pretty straightforward, right? And so then now we're going to grab this chunk of PowerShell and we'll paste this in. And what does it say? For each item in items, so essentially, it's a for loop, and if there's 5 items in there, then it's going to run this 5 times, right? Just one time for each item in there. Let's see how many we ended up with. Looks like 6, 7. Oh, a lot of things were colored red. All right, and what's it going to do? It's going to add the PMP list item to the list test 2, and values, it's going to use the value of the current item. So item 1, it's going to grab its title, its color, and its animal, and then go write that over to the other list. So if we look at test 2 now and do a refresh, you can see that those 7 items have been moved to this list, or not moved, have been copied to this list, right? So everything that was red, regardless of its animal value, has been moved. If we go back over to test, all 10 items are still here, right? Because I didn't want to do a move all in one fell swoop. What I wanted to do was I want to duplicate it all so that way I can feel good. I'm looking at it, I'm like, all right, all my red stuff, and I could go one by one, line by line, and confirm if you don't trust me or PowerShell. You don't trust PowerShell. You obviously trust me. But I can go one by one and confirm they're all there. And now that I feel really good they've all moved to the other list, let's go back over to PowerShell. Let's clear our screen off. And now let's purge those same items out of list number 1. So to do that, it's just a one simple line. I'll grab it over here. We'll paste that in. And so $items, right? So that was the list of all the things with red that we created, or not, the variable of all the with all the list items that are red that we created earlier. And for each object in there, remove the PMP list item from the list test where the identity is the ID of the current value. And then force so it doesn't prompt me, are you sure, every time. So if we press enter here, and then after that, about 20, 30 seconds, right? One of the things to keep in mind is that SharePoint's really efficient at creating items, but it's a little bit slower and methodical at deleting them. So large deletes can take a really long time. I used to do this demo with hundreds of items, and it just was a lot of me waiting around. So keep that in mind when you adjust your scale, that crates going to happen in pretty short order. Deletes can take a long time if you do a lot. Anyway, so now that that's done, let's jump over to the browser. And if we do a refresh of test one, or test list, we can see we just have three items, right? 1, 9, and 10. And test two has 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and then 9 and 10. Doesn't seem very random, but clearly they're all there. That was really what we wanted to see. So PowerShell, your random generator, thumbs down today. Not fast enough, or not random enough, or so random that we couldn't see it was random. It's mind blown. Either way, pretty cool stuff, right? So now you've been able to create a list with PowerShell, query the items that you wanted, copy those items, and delete those items. And now your problems are all solved, right? And to take it one step further, because this is just a playground for me, I even have the PowerShell remove PMP list, right? Delete the list. Get rid of it. Get rid of that one too. Now if we go back over here, go to home, it's like we were never here. How much cooler could that be, right? So I got to go in, play, do, and undo it. And so I could redo this 17 or 18 different times because there's no cruft left. Now, one of the things that's worth noting, though, is that these PowerShell ways of doing things, they do not put things in the recycle bin. So if you go to the recycle bin here, you can see I've got a couple of pages from other stuff I was doing, but the lists aren't here, the list items aren't here. None of that stuff ends up in the recycle bin. So that is a word of caution for you. If you're playing and you're not positive what you're doing, you can get yourself into trouble. Also, because I know there's a lot of PowerShell here and it's really hard to cut and paste that stuff, if you look down in the description below, there'll be a link to where you can download the PowerShell for free, right? It's just you go out there. Unfortunately, you have to put in your email address. I'm sorry, but it's a price you pay to get free PowerShell. But that way you don't have to figure it all out. You can just cut and paste from what I've done and not have to do it. But hopefully you're going to learn, figure out how to query it, and apply this to your own environment. And I think that wraps us up for the day. So as always, if you have any questions or comments, definitely hit me down below with that information, or you can tweet me at Shane's Cows. Always another great way to get a hold of me. The other thing I'll remind you is if you need any help applying this, one of the things I do the most for customers these days is just write these quick little scripts for them to help them work with their PowerShell needs for SharePoint Online. It seems like that's just a common thing, right? People are like, hey, how do I create a custom view on 700 lists? No problem. Here's some PowerShell to do it. So always happy to help you with that via Bold Zebras. Also remember, if you are on the YouTube channel, hit the old subscribe button. I always like subscribers. They make my heart warm. All right? So thanks and have a great day.